come on in. I'm actually really busy today, and I'm going to be busy for a good while to come. Having about 20 babies to look after isn't exactly a walk in the park. So I don't have much time to sit and tell you stories and explain everything like I used to. But I'd still love you to hear everything that happened to me. I've got it all recorded. So why don't you make yourself comfortable, and I'll put this on and tell you what happened soon after Cassie came into my life. It wasn't exactly pleasant. Well, some of it wasn't, but because of it, I did find a wonderful place I could be happy in again. Listen. We present Bert's Place. Hi everyone, Bert here. Wow, it's been a long time since I last talked to you, and I've quite a bit to catch you up on. Stars, where to start? Of course, if you read my journal, you'll know all this, but if not, then I'm sorry to have to tell you that my life has gone spectacularly pear-shaped since we last met. You remember Cassie, the youngling who I found abandoned and took in out of the rain? Well, she certainly brought me a lot of joy, but also caused me a whole lot of trouble. This culminated in a petition being submitted to the Lepp Colony Council. It was got up by members of my family. One of the leaders was my sister Julia. This was no surprise, since we've never liked each other. But the other leader was Derry, the husband of Mella, my favourite sister. I was amazed and hurt, as Derry and I have been as close as brothers for the last year. The petition is too complicated to explain in detail, but in short, it asked to have Cassie removed from the colony. Luckily for us, the old country stepped in at the 11th hour and made Cassie O-She, that is, protected. I was overjoyed about this and I thought Teely would have been too, but I was very much mistaken. Teely had been counting on the petition being granted. Then she, Cassie and I, would have had to flee to the Welsh fairy kingdom of Annwn, where we would have been exiled for the rest of our lives. The middle of the colony thoroughfare is not a good place to have a blazing row, but that's where I found out what had been going on in Teely's mind. And believe me, I got a lot more than I bargained for. Now what the slanny's lanny's going on? As if I haven't got enough.
Oh, yes. You.
What?
Well, it's always all about you, isn't it?
What in the stars do you mean, Teely?
You and your job, you and your closet, you and Cassie, you and Elle, for iron's sake.
Elle?
Yes, Elle. How do you think it feels coming second to her?
Teely, you don't.
I do.
That's not true, and I've never given you a reason to think it.
Oh, no, of course not. Come off it, Bert. I stayed at the lair for weeks, don't forget. I've seen the two of you together, enough to make you sick. Lap!
Oh, how could you?
It's always Elle's lap you need when anything goes wrong. Elle who you talk to when you need advice. Elle who comforts you when you get upset. Elle who you spend hours and hours and hours with. Reading to, talking to, playing games with, laughing with like a pair of idiotic mercury babies. It's always Elle. It's never me.
Rubbish!
And I've seen the way she relies on you all the time. If it weren't for her, we could have had a normal relationship. We might have been married by now. Brian's sensible. He'd have never held you to your job. He would have wanted you to be happy, but oh no. Elle couldn't possibly do without her lap.
You leave Elle out of this, Teely. I mean it. You can say anything you want against me. I don't care. But you zlent well leave Elle alone.
Oh yes, can't say a word against Elle. So you spend every second you can with her, except when there's a family crisis, and then you're here, working your fingers to the bone for this ungrateful lot of leaf crunchers.
Leaf crunchers? How dare you?
Tell me something, Bert. When did you last come to Elfhold? Not just to grab a quick lunch with me, but to spend the day. To spend time with me in my home, to see where I live, to relax with me. I can see you trying to remember, and I can't either. It hardly ever happens.
What's this got to do with anything?
If you do come over, it's just for a few hours, for a meal in some restaurant or other. You've been to my flat once or twice at most. You don't even like it there.
I do, of course I do.
Oh, you like to see me all right, but it's always got to be on your terms. We meet here or at the lair. We spend time with Brian and Elle or with your family, but never with any of my friends. Think about it.
Ouch, that hit home all right, but it got worse. It came out that Teely had never wanted me to adopt Cassie. More, that she had been at the back of the family petition to try and get Cassie out of the colony so that we would have no other choice but to run away to Annwn. She knew I would have married her there and done my best to make a life for us. She wanted that so much that she didn't care what she had to do to get it. The trouble is that she counted without the old country's interference, and she never thought I'd work out what she did. Once everything fitted, there was only one way it could end.
I'm sorry, Bart. I've been appallingly selfish. As selfish as I accused you of being. I should have talked to you, tried to resolve things, long before this, and then it might not all have gone so far.
It's too late. There may be truth in some of the things you said today, but after what you've done, I can't see a way to go on. And Teely, just so you know, you never ever came second with me. I loved you so very much, always. I'd better give you this back.
Your wish, Silver Leaf. Oh, no.
And there it was, all over bar the ouches, though I'm trying to be brave. I still have lots of good things. My job, my lovely comfy closet, days out with the family, quality time with Cassie, and of course, lots of great times with Brian and Elle. Talking of them, my latest adventure all started because they know me rather too well and can tell when I'm trying and failing to put a brave face on things. Elle, your dinner's ready.
Oh, great. What are we having?
Lasagna.
But you don't even like pasta.
So? I made it in a little individual dish for you. Come on, it's on the table. Come and sit down.
Oh, what are you having to eat?
Nothing. Not really hungry. Do you need anything else? If not, I'm off to my closet.
Oh, sweetie. Why don't you stay and keep me company? I've got a fantastic new book.
No, thanks.
Oh, if you don't want to do that, we could have a game of ping pong.
Elle, you know I can't concentrate. I'll be back to do the dishes later. Enjoy your dinner.
But how long is this going to go on?
Until it feels better, I suppose, whenever that is. In the meantime, Elle, do me a favour and let me deal with it in my own way. Thanks.
Are we ready?
Yes, we're all up to date. We're just waiting for Bert now and we'll be ready to go.
Oh, he'll be here soon. Look, Bee, I wanted to have a word with you before he gets here. I'm worried about him. Seriously, I am.
Oh, honestly, Elle, I sometimes think you're not happy unless you're worrying. I know Bert's had a nasty shock, but he's tough. He's been through these bad times before. He'll be okay.
I'm telling you, this is different. He's doing a good job of covering it up, but he won't talk about it, even to me. He's not eating. Even his favourite stuff isn't tempting him. He doesn't sleep much, but when he does, he has awful nightmares. I can't go in to comfort him. He's built up this great big wall and he's not letting anybody in.
Well, you can't force it. He's just got to deal with things in his own time and in his own way. All we can do is make life as good for him as we can.
But that's the point. He's pushing all the things he likes away. He shuts himself in his closet alone for hours on end. He won't read anymore. He won't play games with me. His mum's worried to death because he's even stopped doing his daily family check-ins.
You're not serious.
I am. I'm telling you, we've got to do something. We've got to get him out of himself. That's it. We need to get him out. Right out of here. Away.
Oh, Elle, for goodness sake, how on earth are we going to do that? I care just as much about Bert as you do, but it's no good asking the impossible. I'm up to my neck in work. We've got the radio station to see to. And anyway, where can we take him that he wouldn't cause a panic?
Shh, shh. He's here. He's here. Look, don't say a word. Just act normal.
Hi, Bert. Everything okay?
Did you have a nice time, sweetie? There's some chocolate mug cake for you with your favourite fudge icing on.
Hi. Yes, everything's fine, thanks. I don't really want any cake, Elle. I'm not very hungry. I'll just go and change, then I'll come back and help.
This isn't good. You're right. We're going to have to do something for him, aren't we?
Yes, and don't forget, we won't have any help. Whatever we do, we have only ourselves to rely on. No magic spells or helping hand at all.
Okay. Let me think about it.
What's up, Bert?
Oh, nothing. Everything's just totally peachy.
That will do, Bert. This is going to be fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. Honestly, I am. I know you're both trying to be kind, but I really wish you hadn't done this. I don't want it and I don't need it. And what's more, it's never going to work. I don't have a drop of Nosumi left in that bottle. I won't be able to go anywhere, so I'll just be cooped up in a hotel room in a place I don't know. If I'm going to be inside, I might just as well be at home.
Now come on, Bert. There's no need to get upset. You're going to have to trust us on this one. You might not want this, but you certainly do need it.
He's right, sweetie. Need it you do. And as for the other bit, do you really think we'd let you be cooped up anywhere? We might not have the helping hand, but we can sometimes manage a little bit of magic of a kind.
Magic? What do you mean?
Ah, that's the first bit of interest I've seen you take in anything for ages. Just wait and see. I promise it'll be worth it.
Thanks. See you in a few days.
I thought we were here for 3 weeks, Brian.
You are. Someone has to mind the shop, you know. I'll go to work on Tuesday, and you'll be staying here with Elle. I'll come back on the weekends. It's only a couple of hours' drive.
Oh, wicked. Wow, this is beautiful. The gardens are amazing, and the house has beautiful climbing plants growing all over its front. I don't know what they're called, but stars, they're pretty.
They're called Clematis and Morning Glory, Bert. They help to give the house its name, Claire Glorious. Come on, shall we go inside?
Brian, Elle, this isn't a house, it's a palace. Look at that fountain of silver roses. Look at the chandelier and the beautiful mosaic floor and all those mirrors.
Well, let's not stand here, but everything's on one level, so we'll do some exploring and find out where everything is. Come on. The letter said your room has a blue crystal doorknob, Bert. Can you see it? Last on the left.
Here we are. I love all these crystals everywhere. They keep throwing off sparkles when the sun catches them. We ought to have some in the lair, Elle.
Yeah. Come on. Let's get you settled. I could do with a cup of tea.
Wow, my closet would fit in here twice. Look at this bed, Elle. It has steps up to it and a canopy.
Can you get up there okay, Bert?
Can I get up there okay? Look at me! Whee!
That wasn't meant to happen.
It's not like a normal bed, Elle. It's all bouncy and squishy.
It's a waterbed, idiot. Come down from there. You're missing the best bit.
Not an idiot. Okay, what? Those big glass doors? There's a lovely view, but what's so special about that? Oh, my stars.
All the rooms on this side open onto this gorgeous sun terrace. Look.
Look at the barbecue. I can cook for us. And that's a hot tub. I've seen them on TV. And a pool. Wow, in a box.
You're still missing the best bit, Bert. See what's down those steps?
A little beach. The sea. Oh, I wish I could go there.
Do you see anyone else down there, sweetie?
No, but...
That's our own private beach, Bert. It belongs to Claire Glorious. You can go there whenever you like and stay as long as you want. No spells required.
Oh, Brian. Elle, I don't know what to say.
See? I told you we could do magic.
It's a beautiful morning. Here you go, Elle. You're going to become a coffeeholic if we don't watch out. How about you, Brian? Do you need a refill?
No, I'm all right, but I wouldn't mind another one of those fantastic little donuts while they're still warm.
Coming up.
They're awesome, aren't they? Light as a fairy's kiss.
Thanks. I'm going to be having words with you, Bert, when I feel less lazy. How come you've been with me for 4 years and you've never made me donuts before? You know how much I love them. It's not good enough, you know.
Oh, you. Found some pretty pebbles and shells. We can put them all around the top here for the, what are they called now?
Battlements?
That's right. Give me a hand. You can reach farther than I can.
Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. You can bend farther than I can, so you should be doing this. Oh, give them here.
There, it's finished now. Look at me. I'm the king of the castle. You're the dirty rascal.
Down from there, you mad lad!
You can't call a king mad. I make the rules here. Come on in and swim. Last one in the sea goes home tomorrow.
No way!
Yay!
Coming out of the water? Bert's about to make us all frozen pina coladas before the barbecue.
I'm coming. I've got to try this.
Come on then, Bert. Start mixing. We're all dying of thirst here.
All right, Mrs. Bossy. Keep your hair on. It's coming. Here we go. Stars, we learned loads of things at Shauna Sharon I never thought I'd use in this job. But they stand you in good stead. You never know when you'll need them.
Are they ready? This relaxing all day certainly gives you a thirst.
Here they are. Cheers, everyone.
Oh, delicious.
I don't know about this, Elle. I think I might have to write to Shauna Sharon when I get back.
What?
Yeah, I think they should have warned me that I had a seriously talented lep on my hands.
Oh, Brian, you scared me.
But honestly...
like...
How do you like your steak, Brian?
Well done, please, Bert. You should know that by now.
He means ruined.
Well, we haven't had steak for ages. Never mind, I'm on it.
How do you think it's going?
Better than I dared to hope, to be honest.
Me too. He's been happier today than I've seen him in weeks. Whether he'll stay like that once we leave here is another thing, but for now, I'm just happy to have Bert back.
Absolutely.
Are you okay, Elle? You're looking a bit white.
I'll be fine. The sun's given me a headache, that's all. I think I'm going to go and lay down in the cool for a while.
Good idea. Tell you what, why don't I mix you up one of those fruit juice drinks that you like and bring it in for you? It'll cool you down.
Oh, thanks, sweetie. I enjoy that.
Won't be long. Been looking for, so I'll keep coming back for more, 'cause you're the one.
Well, doesn't this look cosy? Elle and her lep all alone together.
No!
Now look what you've done. Ruined Elle's drink. She won't be happy.
What the slant are you doing here? Go away! I can't deal with this!
But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that about Elle, but when I heard you humming that tune, I saw red. I came here to talk to you, Bert. I have to talk to you.
We have nothing to say. Why can't you leave me alone? It's bad enough you keep sending me emails and texts. You've got no right to barge into the one zlanny place where I've been happy. And how in the stars did you know where I was anyway?
I know all about you. I know about the nightmares and the tears and the way you sit for hours staring into space. Happy? You'll never be happy until we're back together. And nor will I.
You've been spying on me with that slentristicator. How could you? You're unbelievable, Teely.
But listen to me.
I won't. Get out. Get out. Just get out.
But wait.
What on earth? earth is going on?
Teely, spying on us. Get her out of here.
Teely, what?
Oh, don't worry, I'm going. Hey, why don't you just marry him and have done with it? What chance did I ever have with you around?
What? What on earth? Are you feeling any better?
A bit. At least I've stopped shaking now. You shouldn't be out here.
Oh, never mind that. Bert, what did she mean?
What did who mean about what?
I think you know. You heard what Teely said before she zapped. What does she mean?
Do we have to, Elle?
Sweetie, I think this time we do.
I never wanted to tell you, but Teely's jealous of you. It's so stupid.
Is that the reason you broke up?
Part of it. Oh, stars, I swore I'd never tell you this story. But now Teely's brought it all out, I'd better tell it from the beginning. We had an awful row, right in the middle of the thoroughfare. I went to see Darian Mellor after the naming ceremony. He told me the whole petition thing was Teely's idea from the beginning.
What?
Oh, Elle, I never wanted you to know this. She went and told him some story about how we, she and I, couldn't get married because you'd never let me go. And the only way I'd ever be free of you was if Cassie was threatened and we had to run away to a nun.
I can't believe it.
Even after all this time, I can hardly get my head around it. She knows I've worked 17 years to get where I am. And I love my life. Oh, I'd have done my very best, but I could never have been happy in a nun.
I can see why she picked on Derry. From all you told me, he doesn't trust humans at all and he wants you to settle down. And you say Mellor didn't know a word? Whew. So what's going to happen to them now?
They'll be okay now, Elle, but it could have finished their marriage. I just can't believe what she did. What might have happened to Derry and Mellor, to you and Brian, to me.
Oh, no wonder you've been so devastated. Tell me what's really getting to you.
Well, the thing I think most is so much of this could have been avoided if we just talked more. I mean, whenever we met, we didn't make time to be alone. We went to Mum's or out for lunch or whatever. We always had a good time. But now I look back, we rarely seem to talk about the things that really matter. I thought Teely knew I wasn't ready to get married. Elle, I don't know if I ever will be.
I know that, sweetie. What else?
I suppose, well, there was some truth in some of the things she said.
There was?
Oh, don't look like that, Elle. I don't mean about us. That's just ridiculous. And if she had a grain of sense, she would know it. No, what I mean is the thing she said about me never going to Elfhold. It's true. I hardly ever went there. I just felt out of my depth, so I just met Teely where I felt comfortable. Still, she could have said something. She only had to tell me.
It's not always easy to tell things, sweetie. You didn't tell her about not being ready or being uncomfortable at Elfhold, did you?
No, I suppose not.
And she could have easily told me about her worries about the way we are together. I could have put her straight in a second, but it's not exactly something you just come out with.
Might be difficult. Where do you start?
Quite. What a mess. And you're still not telling me the worst thing, are you? Come on. Let's have it.
I don't know what you mean. I've told you everything.
No, you haven't. Well, I'll tell you then. What's really breaking your heart, my little one, is that in spite of everything she's done, even spying on you and coming here, you're still in love with her. I'm right, aren't I? He didn't deny it, Bea. Well, he couldn't really. I know him too well.
How has he been since?
All right, actually. Better than I thought he'd be. Oh, a bit more subdued than usual, but he's not as bad as he was before. Nothing like it.
Well, that's something anyhow.
All the same, Bea, I can't let this go on. I'm going to have to do something, or at least try.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Tilly worked this whole plan up in her head because of her jealousy. When you're jealous, it gets you all warped so you can't think properly. The longer she feels like that, the more she's going to go on doing stupid things and hurting Bert. I've got to try to put her straight.
Elle, we always said we wouldn't interfere between Tilly and Bert. Don't you think you ought to stay out of it?
I can't stay out of it. She brought me into it. She's called my behaviour into question as well as his. If those two are going to have any chance together, she's got to see things as they really are, not how she thinks they are. I'll have to talk to her, or at least try.
And how are you going to do that?
Ask me another. But I'll have to find a way.
Can I come in?
Oops, gotta go. Talk to you later. Come in, sweetie.
Sorry if I interrupted.
You didn't. What's up?
Nothing, only I've been closing all the French doors. I think it's going to rain any minute. I'd better do these ones now.
Okay, sweetie, I thought it was getting chilly.
Are you reading anything good at the moment?
Well, I did get the third book in the Jet series we've been so into, but I haven't felt like starting it.
It's out? Oh, wicked! We could start it this evening, and then have a game of Lost Cities, and I'll thrash you like I usually do.
But
I mean, that is, unless you don't want to.
Has the seawater been clogging up your brains, or what? Of course I want to.
That's all right, then. Lap?
Sure. You come.
Oh, there we go.
You're going to have to cut down on the donuts or something. You're getting far too fat.
I'm not fat.
Yes, you are. You
no,
are.
Get off me. Fat, no, fat. I haven't put on an ounce. Here I am. Where's Elle? I thought she'd be here by now.
She's still getting ready. She won't be long.
She better not. I don't want my nice dinner to spoil.
Me either. It smells delicious. It'll be okay, Bert. Don't worry. Sit down for a minute.
All right. I can do with getting off my feet.
How are you doing, really?
Better, actually. No, really, I mean it. I think getting the whole thing out in the open did me some good. I'm eating better. I'm sleeping properly. No more of those awful nightmares. Oh, I'm not exactly ready for dancing, but at least, well, at least I can see a way to go forward now. If you know what I mean.
I do indeed. And I'm glad. Well, we both are. So, being here's done you some good?
Oh, being here's just amazing. One of the best things ever. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Ah, here she is at last. Oh, don't you look nice?
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Come on, you. You're keeping us all waiting.
Come on over to the sofa, Elle. We're having drinks by a fountain. Isn't it a lovely idea to have these seats and little tables by the fountain? So when it's chilly, we can sit in here and have drinks or breakfast or whatever and listen to it.
It's just one of the many things I love about this house. We were so lucky to find it.
You said it was a magical place, didn't you?
We did, and it is. It's worked its magic and given us our let back.
Oh, well, honestly.
That's right, Bert. We won't give her a drink if she starts getting sentimental.
Oh, come on. I'm thirsty.
Okay, but you've been warned. Get pouring, Bert.
Okay, here we are. How fantastic to have my favourite champagne on our last night.
Well, it's lovely to see you enjoying food and drink again.
It feels great, too. Tell you what, let's drink a toast to this fantastic house where I've had such a lovely 3 weeks. I hope this isn't the last time I can come here. To Claire Glorious.
Claire Glorious.
You've been listening to Bert's Place. If you'd like to know what goes on in my life between podcasts, why not check out my journal at www.bertsplace.co.uk.